Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. On Thursday, 20th of December, Benedict XVI received in private audience the prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints, Cardinal Angelo Amato. In the course of the audience, the Pope authorized the Congregation to promulgate the decree recognizing the heroic virtues of Paul VI. But who exactly was this 20th century Pope? Stay tuned.
Pope Paul VI was elected as the 261st successor of Peter on the 21st of June 1963. His family name was Montini. The crowds in St. Peter's Square cheered at the news that this man, full of contradictions, baffling yet brilliant, austere yet personable, enigmatic yet firm in his authority, had been chosen to lead the Catholic Church at a crucial time in its history, finding himself, as he did, with the delicate task of closing and implementing the Second Vatican Council. According to American William Wakefield Baum, created cardinal by this pope, this holy man was not always understood.
He was very gentle, and he was a gentleman. Perhaps the world didn't quite understand him.
The world Paul VI lived in was a changing world, the same inhabited by America's first Catholic president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, with whom he'd met less than 2 weeks into his pontificate.
Standard of living for you citizens.
But while the young American president's world was modern, vital, and projected into the 21st century, the newly elected pope's world was deeply anchored into the past, rife with pomp and circumstance. A situation Paul VI was determined to change, when, in a symbolic gesture, he cancelled one of the Catholic Church's centuries-old traditions by giving away the Triple Crown. And again, when this last pope ever to be crowned brought it upon himself to become the first pilgrim pope. But despite these gestures of hope, the decade and a half of his pontificate was also marked with a string of tragic events that were to change the face of the world. The assassination of US President John Fitzgerald Kennedy only months after their encounter in the Vatican. The war in Vietnam. The Cultural Revolution in China, the Six-Day War in the Middle East, the entry of the Soviet troops into Prague, situations of conflict for which Pope Paul VI had anticipated an impelling plea for peace in October 1965.
Jamais plus la guerre, jamais plus la guerre.
As the late Cardinal John Foley recalls.
It was the first visit of a pope to the United Nations. Even some of the people from communist states felt the power of what he was saying.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.